Hamilton Park and Eden Park have faced more than a few environmental issues over the years, enough to make a step as radical as relocation worth entertaining. Carrie Casey manages community development and housing for Newcastle County. She says the county's goals for a recent survey are to gauge residents' perception of the neighborhood's environmental issues, their knowledge of past mobilization efforts,
and then to see where the community is on relocation and or cleaning up or doing other things around them so that they are in a good, you know, good, healthy place to live.
Hamilton Park and Eden Park sit off Route 9 just south of Wilmington city limits. They're majority African-American communities with median household income around $32,000, according to the Wilmington Area Planning Council's mapping analysis of available demographic data. They're nestled between companies like Keene Compressed Gas, Bruce Industrial, and Diamond Materials, a paving and concrete constructor whose huge uncovered mounds of materials tower over Route 9. The neighborhoods are also located near the Halby Superfund site, where a chemical manufacturing plant once stood. Primary contaminant concerns at the site are arsenic and carbon disulfide, but according to the EPA, human exposure and groundwater migration there are under control. Residents also complain of airborne dust from nearby industry and emissions from the many trucks that drive through on their routes and to and from the port. Issues like these led some in the community to raise the idea of relocation. It was part of a 2004 lawsuit in which more than 250 Eden and Hamilton Park residents filed against roughly 30 local companies, such as Clean Earth of Newcastle, Wilmington Chemical Corporation, and Grego and Ferreira. The relief sought by the plaintiffs included fair value for their homes.
We sued that either you move your industries or move us.
That's Pastor Lewis McDuffie. He's president of the Hamilton Park Eden Park Civic Association and a longtime community leader on environmental issues. McDuffie says most plaintiffs received a check for property damages, but a buyout did not occur because the neighborhood didn't achieve the required consensus. Marcia Mason has lived in Eden Park her whole life. She says for the last 15 years, she hasn't wanted to.
Because we've been trying to move for a long time, but most of us cannot afford to just up and leave. And it wouldn't be fair to sell the house to somebody knowing that this is contaminated land.
Mason's biggest concern with the environment in Eden Park is health.
You have the allergy problem, the depression. With my father, he had a massive heart attack and my mom got cancer. I had a heart attack and cancer.
Irvin Whitehurst grew up in Hamilton Park.
When you look at the state of Delaware and see how the housing development is set up, mostly out in the rural areas, you don't see no industrial park like this where people have to live the way we live, okay? Put our health at risk.
Bill Switek with the Wilmington Area Planning Council calls the area around Eden Park and Hamilton Park an example of bad zoning.
You have residential communities that are located way too close to industrial. In the case of Hamilton Park, in the case of Eden Park, they're completely surrounded by industrial land.
And he says the result is the public health concerns residents face today.
Concerns about dust that DENREC has detected in high levels, concerns about the truck traffic, all kind of tied back to the way that the land was zoned.
In 2015, Newcastle County tasked the Wilmington Area Planning Council, or WILMAPCO, with preparing a transportation and land use plan for the Route 9 corridor. One of the plan's main recommendations is that incompatible uses, like residential and heavy industry, be separated wherever possible along the corridor. It recommends the county look into the possibility of relocating residents of Eden and Hamilton Park and letting that land develop with more business or industry. Switek says the idea of relocation came from discussions with residents.
In terms of the people that we have talked to as part of the plan, I would say that the vast majority of them from those neighborhoods were interested in it. So it's not something where we're trying to force this on the community. It's really something where we're trying to support the community in their efforts to have a better life.
Last year, Newcastle County government began to act on WILMAPCO's recommendations. The county hired a third party to conduct the census-style community survey on whether residents want to relocate or would prefer another solution. Dr. Victor Perez is a professor of sociology at the University of Delaware with specializations in environmental justice, health and illness, and the sociology of risk.
There's a history of mobilization around these issues in these communities. There's currently ongoing soil remediation in Hamilton Park. There was also an air quality study in Eden Park that was catalyzed by resident concerns over fugitive dust and truck emissions.
He developed the survey with the help of community members over several months and put it in the field early this summer,
providing essentially a platform for an objective assessment of how people feel about these issues today.
The survey was anonymous and voluntary. Residents were compensated $10 for their time. Relocation was just a portion of the survey. It also asked about health, perceptions of pollution, and residents' feelings on other hypothetical changes in the area, like revitalization, rezoning, or environmental regulation. But the survey did ask how likely residents would be to relocate if given certain financial assistance or the value of a home in a similar area. It asked about other barriers to moving too, like age or social ties. Surveyors made clear to residents there is currently no funding available for relocation. Residents could also answer that they think there are no environmental issues in their neighborhood. Carrie Casey with Newcastle County says the county has not made any decisions about what might happen if survey results say the community is overwhelmingly in favor of relocation. Nor has the county done any calculations about what relocation might cost or studied what fair relocation might look like. She says the county doesn't even have a plan for next steps after survey data is analyzed.
The first key thing for us is seeing what the community really feels about this.
Casey says the county intends to involve the community in any decision-making processes, and the community will be the first to see results of the survey. Joe Day manages code enforcement for the county. He says no other stakeholders have been consulted about relocation so far, but if the survey finds the community wants relocation, other partners would likely be brought in.
With DENREC or with DelDOT or the Port of Wilmington or maybe federal grants, I think there's a lot of other factors, but I think we need to get the results of the survey before we even start investigating those other factors.
Jim Smith with the County Land Use Department adds private partners could be engaged. He points out that with 198 inhabited parcels among the two communities, lots of uncertainty remains.
You're dealing with two different communities with a lot of families inside of each one. We have recommendations that were laid out from a big group consensus, but now we have to see what, you drill down to the individual families, what it is that they really want and need.
County officials stress the survey is not leading for or against relocation, and they admit relocation would be a big challenge for the county. Joe Day.
We're going to work as hard as we can to meet the community's expectations. By no means am I, would we guarantee that that's going to happen? But if that's what the community wants, we are here to work for the community, and we're going to do everything in our power to actually make this happen.
Perez's team finished collecting survey data at the end of August. Perez sees his survey as just the first small piece of research that needs to be done. He notes there are a few precedents to follow.
The idea of relocation predicated on perceptions of environmental burdens, embodied experiences with environmental burdens, lived experiences with environmental burdens, is relatively novel.
But at this point, residents are eager to have answers. Marcia Mason says the community is tired of fighting and worries county government won't move quickly enough.
If they have it their way, they'll probably be waiting for another 15 years.
Hamilton Parks, Whitehurst.
They need to go ahead and say what they're going to do for us so we'll know what we need to do.
Perez says initial data analysis could be finished by the end of the month. Only then may the county decide what comes next. Sophia Schmidt, Delaware Public Media.